Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah said on Nunvav Amid Beis that Kol Aksamim Hanimtsoim B'Chol Mokim Tohirin Chutzman Hanimtsoim B'Chadorim Uvesvivayis Beis HaTmeyos. All Aksamim that are found anywhere are Tohar, except for Aksamim that are found in the Chadorim, in rooms, and around the Beis HaTmeyos. Beis HaTmeyos Shal Kusim Etamin Ba'oyel M'day Shehim Kovrin Shomis HaNefolim. The Beis HaTmeyos of the Kusim are metame ba'oil because they bury the Nefalim there. Rav Yehuda Omer lo hayu kovrin elo mashlichin. No, they would not bury them. They just threw them there. The Chaya geir rosai and the Chaya would schlep them. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Yehuda, my dorush. Rashi says, my dorush kusim shein kovrin asan Nefalim. What were the kusim dorish that they did not bury the Nefalim? Says the Gemara, because it says, Loisasig Gvul Reyacha Shagovlu Rishoyne Benachaloscha, Kol Sheyesh Loi Nachlo Yesh Loi Gvul, Kol Sheyin Loi Nachlo Ein Loi Gvul. Whoever doesn't get a Nachlo does not have a Gvul. Rashi explains that a Gvul over here, the Sefri says, we're talking about Meicher Kivrei Avais of the Gvul that we're talking about over here is a Mokim Kvura. So they darshan, anyone that doesn't have a Nachlo does not have a Mokim Kvura, does not need Kvura. The Magen Avraham brings a raya from this Gemara, not like the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimonis in Parak Aleph Mehilchas Mila Oisyud, that says that by Nefalim there's no mitzvah to bury them. And therefore, on Yom Tif, we don't bury a Nefal. And this halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Sim Tov Kuf Chavav, Sif Yud, that the Mechaber says, Nefalim shenoagu lahosir ar loson mitzror evenoi bekona osir afidu biyamtif sheni shol goliyos, hagov osir lekovrei biyamtif elam anicho yad lamachar. It's osir to bury a nefal on yamtif. Comes along the Magen Avraham over there in Sifkot and Chaf and says that from our Gemara, it's mashma, that there is a mitzvah to bury a nefal, because it's mashma that only the kusim have a drasha from Leisasik Vol Reyacha not to bury Nefalim. But Lididan, that we don't hold like the Kusim, there is a mitzvah to be Kaver Nefalim. The Sefer Pischei Nida, the Chachmas Betzalel, has a Mahalach too for the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimonis. The Gemara continues and says about this that the Mishnah said, Nemonim Loimar Kavarnu Shomes HaNefalim Oiloi Kavarnu. Could the Kusim have an emonis to say that we buried a Nefal over there or we didn't bury a Nefal? The Gemara asks, how could it be that Nemonim Leimar Kavarnu v'holestnehu v'lifnei Iver le'sitein Michshel? They don't hold of the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver le'sitein Michshel, says Rashi, Loi darshi le'bemachti es chaveiroi v'le'ichbas lohem im onu chaitim al piem. They learned the Pasuk like the Pshutei Shal Mikra, not to put a stumbling block in front of an Iver. They don't darshan the pasuk legabe that it's usher to cause somebody else to do an avera. So how could they be neman to say that we were kaver a nefal over there or not? They don't care to be machshalas. Comes along Daruch Laner and asks, fine, they don't darshan v'lif neivra le'sitein michshal, but what happened to the pasuk in Vayikra Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Yod Aleph, which says, V'loysa shakru ish ba'amisai. And what about the Pasuk in Mishpatim? Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So, these are psukim mefuroshim that aser a person to lie. So, even if they don't darshan, v'lifne'iver le'sitei michshol, what happened to these psukim? So, in Masech Kusim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his parish of the called Mitaher, in Ois Lamed, says that from the pasuk of Alei Seshakru Ishba Misa, it's pashat that it's not shver, because that pasuk is azhara for Shvua Sheker, like Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim, which comes from the Teres Koyanim over there. And the Rambam also says that in Perek Aleph Mehilcha Shvua Salacha Ches. It's not going on stam lying. And even the pasuk of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is also Mivurin Shvuas Taflam Aleph Omed Aleph that is talking about an Adin Torah by a Eidos Mamin. But someone that stam Meshaker, stam says a lie, and he tricks his friend, that we don't find the Mefurish pasuk. In the Sharei Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina and Shar Dalid, he counts nine types of Shakronim, and on Stam Shkarim, he doesn't bring Vlaysa Shakarish Ba Misoyum Divar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. He brings Psukim from Divrei Kabbalah, Toyav As Hashem Stifsei Shoker, and also the Pasuk of Hayisi Be'enov Kimsateya, that Yaakov Avinu said that the Gemara Darshans in Sanhedrin, Sadi Bezom at Aleph, that Shekola Machlif Bidibura Ikilu Eved Avedah Zarah, someone that lies is as if he's Eved Avedah Zarah. So, and even though the Kusim hold of psukim that are from Divrei Kabbalah also, like we see from Tzion Kvarais, that they're believed to make a sign, a simon on the Kvaris. The Gemara says later on the Amud that Va'afal gav de midrabanan hu b'kivon dechsiva, since it's written Mizar Zahiri Bey dechsiva ra etzem adam avon etzlai Tzion. So therefore they're believed. So we see that even psukim in Divrei Kabbalah they believe in. So if the Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that there are psukim in Divrei Kabbalah that say a person shouldn't stam lie, so why wouldn't they be believed on that? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that efshir d'loy mashma luhu kra lahachi, could be that it's not mashma to them that that's what the pasuk is referring to. They hold it's not going on stam lying. Maybe it's going on lying in Bezdin, and therefore the kusim have no problem lying. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avavo b'kayin oimed sham, that we're talking about where the Kusi, who's a kayin, is standing over there. In fact, the Gemara of Adilma kayin tamehu, so maybe he's a kayin tameh. And for the Gemara, d'naki truma b'yadeh, it's talking about where he's holding truma in his hand. In fact, the Gemara of Adilma truma tamehu, maybe it's truma tamehu. And for the Gemara, d'ka'achil mina, we're talking about that he's eating from it. Says Rashi, d'ka'achil mina u'truma tamehu be'azhara l'tahar. And truma tamehu, there's azhara for a tahar to eat truma tamea, the kolshkein the tame, and certainly a kayin tame cannot eat truma tamea. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Aruch Laner ask on Rashi that says that it's azhara, it's a lav from this that the Gemara says in Yevamis Ayin Gimel Amid Beis that truma tamea there's no lav, it's only an iser asay. Like it says, Bisharecha Teichlenu, and we darshan Lozev Eloi La'acher. And Lava Bom Echlal Asay is an Asay. So how could Rashi say that it's Azhara, that it's Eloi Sasay? Says Aruch Laner that Rashi's going L'shitasay from this that he says in Bechiris, Yud Beis Amid Beis, and Dibur Amaschel Chala, that someone that eats Truma Temeya is Chayiv Misa. So again, you see from Rashi that it's a Lav. And over there also, the Gilyan Ashas is Matmiya on the Rashi, that how could he say that there's a Chi of Misa of the Gemara in Yevamis, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says that it's only an Isra Asay, it's a Lav Abba Mechlal Asay, which has a Din of an Asay. So these two Rashis are a Tzarechian. Next Ta'ara, the Mishnah continues on Nunvav Amud Beis and says, Avol Einem Monin, Loi al aschachos v'loi al aprois v'loi al beis apras. The Gemara says on Nun Zayin Omer Aleph schachos d'tnan elu hein schachos Ilon HaMesech Al Ha'aretz. Says Rashi, Ilon HaMesech Al Ha'aretz, V'hu Samuch L'Derech Beis HaKfaris, it's next to the Derech to the Beis HaKfaris, V'zimnin Dimisrami Bein HaShmashai, sometimes it comes Bein HaShmashis, the Chidushei Hara explains on Erev Shabbos, V'kavri Hasam, and they bury the mace over there. The Malave HaNifter, those that are being Malave the Nifter, do not have a chance to reach the Beis HaKfaris, so they buried him under the tree, and the Kusi is not Neman to be Metaher that Makim. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, that the Gemara explains soon that we're talking about a Kohen, that's Kusi, that's a Kohen, that's Mahalach Al Pnei Kulai, that's walking over that whole area, and he's eating Truma. So they asked Mimanifshach, if we're talking about a Rishus HaYachid, so if so, Safik Toma Rishus HaYachid is Fake Aitame. Like the Gemara says in Soito Daf Chav Ches. If so, so then why do we need the Kusi to be walking Al Pnei Kula, even if he's Mahalach Al Pnei Chalkai, since Kusim are Choshesh for a Dairaisa, the Gemara in Soito learns it out from a Pasuk, so why do you need him to be Mahalach Al Pnei Kulai? And if it's talking Rishus HaRabim, Midai Raisa, Sofik Toma Rishus HaRabim, Misveikai Torah, like the Gemara over there says in Saito Chav Ches, just that over here the Chachamim were Geyser Toma on the Makayim because it's Huchsekah Sham Toma. So since if you're dealing with the Gzeras Chachamim, the Kusim are not worried about Gzeras Chachamim. So then don't believe him even if he walked Al Pnei Kulai. The Ran answers that the Olam were talking Rishus HaYachid. But the Kusim do not hold of that drasha from Saita that we should say Safik Toma Rishus HaYachid Sveikai Tomei. That's a drasha. They don't agree with that drasha. Aye, but it's a Safik Toma and Sveikai Dairaisa L'chumra. So according to the Rambam Shita that holds that Sveikai Dairaisa L'chumra Midrabanan, so it's not Shver. And even according to the Rashba that holds that Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra Midairaisa, the Malaya Rayim over here says that since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, the din of Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra is not Mefurish in the Torah, the Kusim don't care about that. So again, as far as the din of Safik Toma versus HaYochid Sveika Itamei, that the Ran says, the Kusim do not hold of that Rasha from Saita. It's not a Mefurish Apostle. We learn it out from Saita. They don't hold of that Yalfusa. Aye, what's with the din, the Algemeina Halacha of Sveiko Dairaiso L'chumra? So if you hold, like the Rambam Shita, that Sveiko Dairaiso L'chumra Midrabanon, it's not Shver. The Kusim are Achoshesh for Drabanons. Even if you hold, like the Rashba, that Sveiko Dairaiso L'chumra Midrairaiso, says the Malaya Royim, that's not a Pasuk Mefurish Batayra. And therefore, they don't hold of the din of Sveika Dairaiso L'chumra. The Chochmas Bitzalel, the Pischei Nida, asks on the Teretz of the Ran, that if so, what does it help if he walks Al Pnei Kulai? It's still only a Suffolk. And if you're going to say that we know for sure that there's Vadai Tuma over here, we know for sure there was a mace buried over here, so then what was bothering the Ran in the first place? That if it's Bershus HaRabim, what does it help if he's Mahalach Al Pnei Kulai? What's Shver? If there's a Vadai Tumah here, and he walked Al Pnei Kulai, so then Avada, he's Tumah. So what are you asking from Safik Tumah? Elamites a Safik, so then what does it help for him to walk Al Pnei Kulai? It's still only a Safik. This is a Tzarechian. Next Ha'ara, the Mishnah said at the end, on Daf Nun Vav Amid Bey, Zeh HaKlal, Dover Shechashudim Boi, Eina Monim Olav. The Gemara says at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Zeh HaKlal, Lasuyei Mai, Lasuyei Tchumin, V'yayin Nesach. Says Rashi, V'yayin Nesach, Dein Kusi Makbid Al Maga, Oyved Keichovim. The Kusi's not Makbid if a guy touches the wine. Darach Laner says that Rashi B'dafka chapped onto a case of Maga Nochri, and he didn't say that a kusi is not neman on yayin nesach mamish that was actually poured for avodas keichavim to say that no nisuch was done, because since that iser is a dairaiso, like it says yishtu yain nesicham, so on that the kusi is makbid, he is neman. Just when it comes to maga nochri, a guy touching the wine, which is only with drabanon, on that he's not neman. But he does ask that Rashi could have said that the case is by stam yainam. where it was Stam Yenom, where we don't know if it was Nesnasech or not, that's also Aser Midrabanon. On that, Akusi wouldn't be Nemon. So he asked, why does Rashi chap onto a case of Magai Vekechavim? Rashi could have also said a case of Stam Yenom. Moving on to Perek Haroya Kesem, the Gemara says, Anun Zayinom Ud Beis, Omar Shmuel, Bodka Karka Oilom, V'yoshva Aleha. If a woman checked the ground and she sat on it, Umotza Dam Aleha, and she found dam on it, Tahira, she's Tahar, Shenemar, Bivsara, and we make a drasha, Ad Shetargish Bivsara. It says, Dam Ye Zoiva Bivsara, we darshan ad shetargish bibsara, she's not tamei unless she actually feels it within her basar. But if she just found a kesem after she got up on the ground, she's not tamei. What exactly is considered a hargasha? What's the mahus of a hargasha? The Rambam in Perakei Mehilchos Isurei Bi Alacha Yudzayin, when he describes a hargasha, he says, Vafilu hirgish gufa v'nizdaza, that her body shakes, her body trembles when the dam comes out. The Chumas Adeshen in Simin Reish Mem Vav, and also in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber Simin Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph, they say that Hargosh is Psichas Pia Mekor, that she feels the Mekor opening up. The Noidab Yehuda in Madura Kama Yerudea Simin Nun Hey says that Hargosha is zivas dovar lach in the praise door, by when she feels something moist, something wet, flowing in the praise door in the Beis Achitzain, that's considered a hargosha. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, because the Gemara asks, "Hai bibsara mi boyle shemetama bifnim kibachutz." We need bibsara to tell me that she's tamei. Even if the dam is still inside of her, it came out from the mekor into the prizdar, she's tamei, even though it's inside her, kibachutz, just like if it came out completely. So how could you tell me that bibsara is for atcha targish bibsara? And the Gemara says, ataritz, imkein lema kro bibasar, my bibsara, shmami no atcha targish bibsara. But we see that dam coming out from the mekor to the praise door, that's called that it's bibsara. That's called that it's in her basar. So if the Beis Hachitzain is considered bibsara, so when it says achetargish bibsara, also means in the Beis Hachitzain. So even just feeling a zivas davar lach mibachutz would be considered a hargasha. The Chavis Das in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotan Aleph, says no. Zivas Dovar Lach is only considered a hargasha if she feels the Zivas Dovar Lach coming out of the Mekar. It's not enough to feel the Zivas Dovar Lach in the Beis Achitzain. She has to feel the Zivas Dovar Lach from the Mekar. That means the Chavis Das agrees to the concept that the Neid B'Yehuda is saying that Zivas Dovar Lach constitutes a hargasha, but he disagrees with this, that the Neid B'Yehuda is saying that it's enough just to feel the Zivas Dovar Lach in the Beis Achitzain. No, she has to feel the Zivas Dovar Lach coming from the Mekar. And it's mashma like this from Taisus on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Amaschil Margeshes. Taisus says, Margeshes Ba'atzma Perush Kishenekar Dam in HaMekar. What does she feel? She feels when the dam comes out of the mekar. So it's mashma from Taisus that feeling the dam coming out is considered a hargosha. The Taisus doesn't say she feels the psichas pia mekar, but she feels the dam coming out, the zivas dovar lach, but she has to feel it coming out of the mekar. The Chsam Sofer in Shuvis, in Yerudea, in Simen Kuf Nun, Simen Kuf Samech Zayin, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, disagrees completely that Hargosha of Zivas Dovar Lach is considered a Hargosha, and he says he was Mekabel like that from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler Zatzal, that Zivas Dovar Lach is not considered a Hargosha. The Aruch Laner is Medayek from Rashi, by us, in Dibur HaMaschel De Argisha, that says, Dargisha b'shas bedika, v'ogul lahachi tahar la'olam de'emor hargoshas eid havoi shetziarosa bedikas ha'eid. Rashi says that when a woman feels a hargosha b'shas bedika, we can say that it was the bedikas ha'eid that was mitzayer her. What's Rashi mishing around the inin of tsar? Where does tsar come in over here? Zoklarach lener, I see from Rashi that the description of hargosha is something that's mitzayer her, something that she feels pain from. Says Rashi, if the hargosha came b'shas bedikas ha'eid, you can say that, you know where that tsar came from? Shetziarosa bedikas ha'eid. Zoklarach lener, zivas in zivas dover lach, there's no tsar. In Nizdazea Gufa or Psichas Pia Mekar, in those two argoshes, that we could hear that there's tsar. But Zivas Dovarlach has no tsar. So it's mashma from Rashi that Rashi holds Zivas Dovarlach is not considered a hargosha. And he also proves this from the Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says that according to Shammai, the halacha is that Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton, the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Shammai disagrees with the din of Tumas Me'es Leis. If Aisha sees Dam today, she's only Tomei from now. Unlike Hillel that says that Midrabanon were Chayshish for Tuma Me'es Leis from 24 hours earlier. The Gemara explains on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, V'ibayisema hainu taimo de Shammai, hoyel v'isha margeshes ba'atzma. The reason why Shammai doesn't hold of Tumas Me'es Leis is because she would have felt it. V'hillel, and Hillel holds, kisvura hargoshas meraglayim hi. No, maybe she thought that what she felt was hargoshas meraglayim. Frek the Gemara ula Shammai ho'iko yesheno. Aye, but according to Shammai, you could have a woman that was sleeping. So if she's sleeping, and then she found Dam, when she wakes up, Dam came out of her while she was sleeping, why aren't you chayshish for the Dam coming out earlier, since you don't have a tain of Isha Margeshes Ma'atzma, she was sleeping. Zokta Gemara, Yesheno Nami Agav Tzairo Misaro, Midi Dahava Argoshas Meiraglayim. Zokta Gemara, Noah Yesheno also, because of the Tsar of the Hargosha, she would have woken up. Zokta Achlaner, so you see klar that Hargosha is something that is mitzayer her, that's going to wake her up. And the Chassam Sofer in Yeridei Simon Kufsam Echzayin also brings the same raya that you see from that Gemara that Zivas Dover Lach is not considered a Hargosha. To summarize, we have three types of Hargoshes mentioned in the Rishonim, the Paiskim. The Rambam says it's Nizdazo Gufa, the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Mechaber say Psichas Pia Mekar. The Neidu Yehuda says Zivas Dover Lach. Even in the Beis Achitzon, the Chavis Das agrees to the concept of Zivas Dover Lach being a Hargosha, but you need Zivas Dover Lach from the Mekar. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer and the Arach Laner, they argue, they hold Zivas Dover Lach is not considered a Hargosha whatsoever. It's Mavur in the Chavis Das and Simen Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Aleph that these three Hargoshas are not exclusive. It's not like it's one or the other. He says all three of them are considered a Hargosha. Nizdazo Gufa, Psichas Pia Mekar, and Zivas Dover Lach. Next Inyan. In the Yesod HaDin of Hargosha, there's a Yesodistika Chakira from the Maram Milublin in Shuvis, Simon Beis, that clears, is this that the Isha needs a Hargosha, and if she finds a Kesem, she's not Tomei. Is that because there's a Xeris HaKosov that you need Hargosha? There's a Tanai that Dam Nida is only Mitame the Isha if there's Hargosha? Or is the Sibas HaHeter because it's not clear without a Hargosha that the Dam really came from her? Even if she checked the Karka Oilam and she saw there was no Dam before she sat down, maybe she didn't check well. Unless you have a Hargosha, we don't know for sure that it came from her. Even though usually we say Sveka Doiraisa L'chumra, but we hear the Gzeres HaKosov of Achatargish Bibsara would be teaching us that by a suffix, if the dam came from her or not, it's not Tomei. Al Derech, what we find in the Gemara in Kiddushin Dafayin Gimel, that there's a din of Mamzer Vadai Veloy Mamzer Suffik. Over here also, Dachroinim explained that side of the Marami Lublin, that over here the Torah is saying that unless you know for sure that the dam came from her, she's not Tomei. If it's a Suffik, she's not Tomei. So according to the first side of the Chakira, even if we knew for sure that the dam came from her, but if there's no Hargosha, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv. That dam nidos not mitame the isha unless there's Hargosha. According to the second side, if we knew for sure that it came from her, then she would be tame even without Hargosha. It's just that without a Hargosha, how does she know for sure that it came from her? Aye, she checked the karka. Maybe she didn't make a good bedika. So aye, sveka dairaiso luchumra usually. Over here, the Gzeres HaKosuv is saying, if you're not sure, she's not tame. B'chayra, the nafkamina will be legabe noshim mizmanazeh. Mizmanazeh, primarily noshim do not have hargoshes. But let's say the isha knows for sure that the dam came from her. She saw the dam coming out. She knows it came from her, but there was no hargosha. Is she tamei midei raisa or not? According to the first tzad, l'chayra, she shouldn't be tamei midei raisa because there's a tnai of hargosha, and even though she knows bevadai that it came from her, but she didn't have hargosha, she wouldn't be tamei midei raisa. Whereas according to the second tzad, there's no tnai that a isha needs a hargosha. It's just that without a hargosha, how does she know for sure that the dam came from her? Aye, she was bodka karka ila, maybe she didn't make a good bedika, but if she knew for sure that the dam came from her, avada she would be tomei midei raisa, even without a hargosha. Maram Lublin over there brings a raya from the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Tes Mehilchos Yisurei Biyah Halacha Aleph that says, Ein ha'isha mistama min ha'toira benidoi beziva ad she'targish v'tira dam v'yotzo b'besara. A isha is not tomei min ha'toira as a nido or a zava until she feels that the dam came out. The Rambam continues, v'im lo hirgisha ubodka umotza hadam lefnim b'praizdar. What if she didn't feel, but she made a bedika and she found the dam within the praizdar? Hareza b'cheska sheba b'hargosha k'may shebiyarnu. The Rambam says that if she made a bedika and she found dam in the praizdar, so she's tamei because it's b'cheskas that it came b'hargosha. So says the Maram Lublin, that why does the Rambam need to say that the reason why if she made a bedika lefnim and she found dam lefnim, she's tamei because it's becheskas sheba b'hargosha. Because usually dam comes with hargosha, so if she found dam lefnim, it's becheskas that it came with hargosha. Why doesn't the Rambam just say that since she found it lefnim, so we know bevadai that it came from her, because she found it befnim. But the Rambam it's not sufficient for the Rambam just to say that she knows bevadai it came from her. The Rambam needs to find the Hargosha, that it's becheskas, that it's baba Hargosha, vaistoiso in the Rambam, that there's a tenai of Hargosha. It's also the pashtist of the Loshon HaRamban in the Hilchos Nida HaRamban in the beginning of Perek Dalid is also mashma that there's a tenai of Hargosha, because he says that Ein ha'isha mistama min ha'toirat she'targish b'shoa she'hadam yoytzei b'bsara. The pashtus is there's a tenai of Hargosha. He doesn't say Ein ha'isha mistama min ha'toirat she'teida b'birur she'hadam yotzo mimeno. He says she has to feel it. Also, the Rashba in Teres Habayis and Bayezayin Shar Dalit at the beginning says such a loshin. Avada, the pashtus of the Rishonim, is like the first tzad that there's a tenai of Hargosha. The Taz at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Sif Katan Aleph is also mashma like this. Reivach Reinim Nemon, like this tzad, that there's a tenai of Hargosha. Even if she knew bevadai that the dam came from her, but if there's no Hargosha, she wouldn't be Tomei min ha'Toira. Mitzad Sheini, the Tosus Rid, over here in the Sugya says that the reason why Shmuel says that if she doesn't have a hargasha, she's tahar, is because we say emor lebadka yafa. Maybe she didn't make a good bedika on the karka. This the lashon of the Tosis Rid is perish dafka im hirgisha v'yada sheyotza hadam mibesara azhi temeya. Avolim loy hirgisha sheyotza mibesara kigoyin zeh shenimsa hadam bekarka tahirahi. The emor lebadka yafa. Ubekarka hava haidam meyikara. Ad kan l'shaynoi. He says clearly that the reason why Shmuel says that she's tar is because maybe she didn't make a good bedika. Maybe she didn't check the karka well. So it's clear in the Tosis Rid that the whole yesod of hargasha is just because otherwise how do we really know that it came from her? The Sidrei Taira in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sifkotin Tzadi Gimel, is very mayrich about this chakir of the Maram Lublin, and he names on like this second Tzad, that there's no Tanai of Hargosha Be'etzem, it's just that we need to know that the Dam came from her, and we don't say over here a din of Sveika Deiraisa L'chumra, al derech the din of Mamzer Vadai V'loi Mamzer Safik. What the Torah is teaching me in Bibsara is that unless you know for sure that the Dam came from her, she is going to be Tahar. This Chakira of the Maram Lublin is the most fundamental Chakira in Parak Haraya Kesem and the din of Ksamim in general. And Mirtz Hashem will be more Mayrich about this in the Shir on Daf Nun Ches, in Rashi Shita, in understanding the machloikis between Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti and Rav Ashi at the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and also why is it necessary to have two separate drushas. We have Shmuel's drusha of Ad Shetargish Bibsara, and also on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva has a separate drusha of Dam V'loi Kesem. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, Toshma, ha'isha shehi oisa tzrocheha, v'ro aso dam. Rab Meir oimer im aimedes temeya, v'im yeshevis tahira. If she was standing, then she's tome, if she was sitting, then she's tahar. And the Gemara asks, heichi domi, ida argisha yeshevis amai tahira, if she felt a hargosha, then even if she's sitting, why she tahar? Elo lav deloy argasha elamai. What are you going to say? She didn't have hargasha. Uktoni aimedes tamei. And still it says aimedes is tamei. Not like Shmuel that says that if she doesn't have hargasha, she's tahira. And for the Gemara, lo ilam da argasha. Ve'emor hargasha as meiraglayim havoi. Aimedes hodor meiraglayim lemekur ve'aisi dam ve'yosheves tahira. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that la'olam, we're talking about a case where the Isha tells us that she did feel something. She tells us that she had a hargasha. But still, yosheves is tahira because we can say that what she felt was really a hargashas meiraglayim, and it wasn't really a hargashas dam. And since when she's yosheves, the meraglayim is coming out from her freely, so we have no reason to say that the meraglayim went back into the mekar. So we're going to say that the dam that came out was dam mako, because says Rashi that it's not derech dam nido lotzeis in meraglayim. So if the meraglayim didn't go back into the mekar, so we're going to name on that this dam was dam mako. Aye, she had a hargosha. Yeah. But maybe it was a hargashas meiraglayim. She just thought it was a hargashas dam. So the fi zed, the din of the emor, the oilam da argasha, the emor hargashas meiraglayim, havoi, the tli of hargashas meiraglayim is lakula. That even though she tells us that she felt a hargasha, we're toila lahokel, that we say it's hargashas meiraglayim. The same thing in the next Gemara. Toshma eit shahoyo nosun tachas hakar v'nimso olav dam im ogul tohar v'moshuch tamei. Again, the Gemara asks, heichi domi idar gisho ogul amai tohar. If she had a hargasha, why if it's round, if it's tohar? Elo labduloy argisho uktani moshuch tamei. So you see that you don't need hargasha, not like Shmuel. And for the Gemara, loy, loy lam dar gisho. Really, we're talking about where she says she felt a hargasha. Ve'emor hargasha seid avoy, but we could be toilin lahokel to say that it was hargasha seid. Moshuch, if it's long, vaday migufa also, ogul tohar. And it's mevur in Rashi, that Rashi learned the Gemara this way, that when the Gemara says that ve'emur hargoshas eid havoy, the Gemara is coming to explain why ogul is tohar. And we're saying a tliya lahakel, because Rashi says, in Dibur HaMaschil de'argisha b'shas bedika. Really, she had a hargosha b'shas bedika. V'ogol lahachi tar. You know why ogol is tar? Aye, she had a hargosha. V'ogol lahachi tar la'ilam de'emor hargoshas eid avoy shetzi arasa bedikas ha'eid. So it's klar in Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Kuntres Achrein, in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sivkotin Beis Bemsa Diburai, when Va'ayin Rashi, that he says from Rashi Dibur Amaschol Dargisha, it's Mavur, that the Gemara means that Loilam, she says that she had a Hargosha, and the reason why Yeshavis is Tahira, and the reason why Ogul is Tahar, is because we can be Taila Lahakel in Hargoshas Meiraglayim and Hargoshas Eid. However, the Placey in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Cotton Aleph, wants to be Medayik from Toysis Kasha in Dibur HaMaschol, Emor Hargoshas Shamish Havoy, that Toysis learned the Gemara differently. Because the Gemara says in the next piece, Toshma, Nimtzal Shaloi Tumein B'chayovin B'karbin. If the dam was found on his aid, then they're tome and they're chayven or carbon. Nimsal shalah ois yoim. If the dam was found on her aid immediately after the bia, then tmein mechayovim becarbon. But nimsal shalah la'achers man tmein misafik upturin min carbon. The Gemara asks, hey chidomi idar gisha, if she had a hargosha la'achers man amay upturin min carbon. If she had a hargosha, then even if she found a lachers man, why she pulled her from a carbon? Elo lav dolay argisha. Elo mai she didn't have argosha uktoni nimsal shalom aisyoyim tmeyin bechayovin becarbon. The Gemara answers loy loylam the argisha. Really, she had a hargosha. Ve'ema hargoshas shamish have. But we can say that it was a hargosha shamish. What she felt was the aver b'shas bia. And Tosis asks a kasha. Why does the Gemara say that what she felt was Argosha Shamish? Why doesn't the Gemara say Argosha Smei Raglayim? Even though she didn't relieve herself, just like the Gemara says at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, what is Taisis Shtaling Tzu from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? The Gemara over there says that, why does Shammai hold that Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton, that there's no Tumah Me'es Le'es if an Isha found Dam? She made a Badika and she found Dam. How come she's only Tomei from now on and not? Why doesn't she have to be Choshesh for Tumas Me'es Le'es? So Shammai says, as we mentioned earlier in the Shir, because Hoyle the Isha Margeshes Ma'atzma, because an Isha feels when she has Dam. So how come she didn't feel it? It must be that it only came now. For Hillel, but Hillel says, Kisvura hargoshas mei raglayim hi. Hillel says, maybe the dam really came earlier, but she thought that it was hargoshas mei raglayim. She didn't realize that it was really a hargoshas dam. So Tosis is telling too, that just like over there, Hillel says that we're chayshish, that really she had the Riyah earlier, she just didn't realize it. So why don't we say the same thing over here, that even though she does not recall being Matil Mayim, she doesn't remember relieving herself, but let's say that Kisvura Hargoshas Meiraglayim Hu. Frekta Placey, that if Taisvis learnt, like Rashi, that the Gemara means la'olam, she had a hargosha. Really, she felt something b'shas tashmish. But the reason why she's tahar by nimtza la'achar zman is because we can say that it was a hargosha shamish. So what's Tosfos saying? That maybe, that why didn't the Gemara say that we could be toila lahakel and say that it was argashas meiraglayim? In fact, the Plesi, the Gemara earlier, is saying this svara of kisvur argashas meiraglayim luchumra. That's why she has to be choishes for tumas meis leis. But we hear we should say lekula, that even though as far as she's concerned, she was not matil mayim, and she felt a hargasha, and we're going to be makel, that even though she was not matil mayim, we're going to say that it was hargasha smei raglayim. Mehechatesi to say such a tliya lahakel. Says the Plesi, I see from Tosfos that Tosfos learned the Gemara differently. The Gemara means that really she didn't feel anything. If we ask her, did you feel? She doesn't know. She doesn't remember feeling anything. But the Gemara means, la'olam, we say that she had a hargasha, and the reason why she didn't realize it is because the hargasha shamish was mad to her. Because she had a hargasha shamish, so she didn't realize that she had a hargasha. The svara of Emor Hargosha Shamish, all these svaras of the Gemara, of that we say Hargoshas Meiraglayim or Hargosha Sein Hargosha Shamish, are all reasons to go Lechumra and say that although she didn't feel anything, she doesn't say that she felt anything, but we say that really she did, and she just didn't realize it because of these svaras of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying these svaras Lechumra. So then Tosfos Kasha makes sense. So why does the Gemara need to say Hargosha Shamish? Why couldn't the Gemara just say that we're Toila Luchumra, that she had a Hargosha Smeiraglayim, and that was mat to her? Just like the Gemara says on Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph, that we're Choshes for Hargosha Smeiraglayim Luchumra. But I think that we have two ways of learning the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara means La'olam, we're talking about where she says that she had a Hargosha. And these svaras of the Gemara of Hargosha Smei Raglayim, Hargosha Seid, Hargosha Shamish, are reasons why we're Mekel by Yesheves, Ogol, and Lacharzman. Or does the Gemara mean Fakert? That the she doesn't say that she had a Hargosha. She didn't feel anything. But we say La'olam, she really had a Hargosha. And the reason why she didn't realize that she had a hargosha is because hargoshas mei raglayim, hargoshas eid, hargoshas shamish were mat to her. And that's why we're machmir by oimedes, moshuch, and oisyoin. Says the Machzis HaShekel in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sivkot and Beis, a gavaldiga nafkamina ledina between these two perushim. What's going to be the din if a woman found dam al yedei bedika, but she didn't feel anything? She says, I didn't have any hargosha, but she made a bedika and she found dam. Are we chayshis for hargosha or not? Is it a chashashis or dairaisa? According to Rashi, he says, no, she's not going to be tamei midairaisa. She's only going to be tamei midrabanan. There's no zecher in this Gemara that we make up a hargosha and we say she didn't chap that she had a hargosha because of these svaris of Hargoshas Meiraglayim, etc. There's no Zecher in the Gemara for such a thing. So therefore, she's only going to be Tomei Midrabanon, and that's how the Maram Lublin in Simon Bey says that if a woman made a Bedika and she wasn't Margish, she's only Tomei Midrabanon. However, according to Tosfos's way of learning the Gemara is saying a Chumra, that even though she didn't have a Hargosha, we say that's because there was something else that masked the Hargosha, that was mat to her. And la'ilam, we are machmer, we do neman that the woman had a hargosha. And therefore, if a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam, it's going to be a chashash iser dairaisa. And therefore, it would not need to be a sheer gris. We're going to see later in the parak that when you're talking about tumas ksamim, you need a sheer gris. But when you're dealing with a chashash iser dairaisa, then you don't need a sheer gris. So since, according to these paiskim, it would be a chashash iser dairaisa, she wouldn't need a sheer gris. So the Machzis HaShekel is saying that whether or not, or when a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam, whether or not it's a chashash iser dairaisa, is totally in these two perushim. Rashi and Tosis. However, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav over there in the Kuntas Achron in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Beza, and the Shadis and Shuvah Shev Yaakov in Simon Lamed Vav, Dibur HaMaschul Uvemes Nirul HaNiyas Daiti, they both say that even if you're learning the Gemara like the Pashup Shat, like Rashi, but still the din is going to be the same as Tosis. Even if she didn't have a Hargosha, we're choishes for Hargosha, just that we say that the Hargoshas Mei Raglai Muchadoyma was matter her. The Shev Yaakov says that even though the Gemara answered that La'olam, we're talking about a case where she was Margish, and still Yeshevis is Tahira, because we say Hargoshas Mei Raglayim Havoi, he says, who had in that the Gemara could have answered Fakert? That La'olam, she didn't feel anything, she doesn't say that she felt anything. And that's why Ogul is Torah. The reason why Moshech is Tomei is because we say that the dam came with the Hargosha and just she thought that it was Hargosha's aid. Why did the Gemara answer the way it did, that she said that she was Margish? It's because Koyach Tehetera Odif, that the Gemara wants to bring out a Chiddush, that even though she felt a Hargosha, she says that she felt, still Ogul is Tahar because we say that Hargoshas Eid Havoy. So according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Shev Yaakov, there's no nafkamino ledino between the two Perushim of the Gemara. And they bring a raya to this from the Rambam in two places. Because the Rambam says in Perek Hey, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Halacha Yod Zayin, he learns the Gemara like Rashi, that we're talking about a case where she was Margish, she felt a Hargosha, and still we're toila lohokel by Yesheves because we say it was Hargosha's Meraglayim. The Lashon HaRabam in Perakei Alocha Yud Zayin, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia is, Ha'isha Shehishtina Mayim, V'yotza Dam in Meraglayim, Bein Shehishtina V'hiyoi Medes, Bein Shehishtina V'hiyoi Sheves, Harezu Tahira. The Rambam Paskins like Rab Yossi, who argues on Rav Meir. V'afilu Hirgish Gufa, Vinizdaza, even if she felt a Hargosha, Eina Chesheshes, she doesn't have to be worried. Shehargoshas Mei Raglayim, Hizu, Shein Mei Raglayim, Menacheder, Vidam Zeh, Damakuhu, Bechalchoynesei, Becholyo. The Rambam says that even if she had a Hargosha, it was Nizdaza Gufa. This is the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, that you see Taiches, that Hargosha means Nizdaza Gufa. Even if she felt that, still, we could be makel because we say it's Hargoshas Mei Raglayim. Yet, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Alocha Aleph, says that v'imloi hirgisha, let's say a woman did not have a Hargosha, ubadko umotza ha'dam lefnim b'proizdar, and she made a bedika, and she found dam lefnim, hareza b'cheska sheba b'hargosha k'moysa b'yarnu. The Achroinim explained the Rambam, the Chavis Das, in Simen Kuf Tzadis of Kotten Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel over there in the Kuntras Achroin, explained the Rambam that even though she thinks that she didn't feel anything, but we assume that she was Margish, and she just made a mistake because of the Hargosha Soed that masked the Hargosha, and she didn't realize it. The Rambam is saying, because since Cheskas Dam Sheba B'Hargosha, so even though she didn't feel anything, but if she made a bedika and she found dam, we're going to assume that it came with Hargosha. So we see clearly that although the Rambam learned the Gemara like Rashi, but he still maskim lahalacha that even if she didn't have a Hargosha, we're going to assume if she made a bedika that, and she finds dam, that it came with Hargosha. So lahalacha, we take a paskin that if a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam, even though she doesn't say that she had a Gosha, she doesn't realize that she had a Hargosha, we're going to assume that it came with Hargosha, and she's going to be Tamei Midai Raisa, and therefore, she will not need a Shir Gris. Next Inyan. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Reish Mem Vav says a Gevaldige Chiddush, that if a woman is Margish, that it was Niftach Mekoira Lahoitzi Dam, that she had a Psichas Pia Mekor, Ubodka Acharkach V'loi Motzo Klum, and she checks afterwards and didn't find anything, she's Tamei. And this is brought lehalacha in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber says v'mhergisha shenifdach mekayra lahoitzi dam ubadka achrakach v'loi matzo klum yesh misha oimer shehi temeya. What's the raya of the Trumas HaDeshen? His raya is from our Gemara, because the Gemara says that ida argisha la'achers man amay pturin min akarbin. If she had a hargosha, so why if she finds the dam on her aid? La'achers man, why she pulled it from a carbon? She should be chayv a carbon. Zokt the Trumas HaDeshen. So you see from the Gemara that hargosha is a svara d'oraisa. Since the Gemara is saying that because of the Hargosha, she should be chayv a carbon. So since it's a svara d'oraisa, so it becomes like the Manda Omar Vestas d'oraisa, that the Gemara says on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that even if she was Bodka, Umatza Tahira, she's still Tumeya. Like Rashi's Masber over there, that we say, Dam Chazoy, V'nofa Lekarka, because Eirach Bizmanoi Ba. So even if she checks afterwards, and she doesn't find anything, she's still Tomei. So too, since Hargosha is a Dairaisa, from the fact that you see that the Gemara says that if she had Hargosha, she's Chayav a carbon. So since it's a Dairaisa, so even if she would be Bodka and not find anything, she would be Tomei. Comes along the Darkei Moshe and Simon Kuf Peiches Ois Beis and says, no, he doesn't understand the raya of the Trumas HaDeshen. Because over here by us, we're talking about that she had a hargosha with a mitzia sadam. She had a hargosha, and she found dam afterwards. So that's where the Gemara says that she's chayav a carbon. But how could you bring a raya from our Gemara that even a hargosha alone, a psichas pia mekar, and then she checks and doesn't find anything, that she's going to be tameh? The Darkei Moshe says that this is a tzarachin on the Trumas HaDeshen. Comes along the Chaveis Das in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Gimel, and explains the Rai of the Trumas HaDeshen like this, that since we see in our Gemara that if she had a Hargosha and then she finds Dam, that she's Tomei, to the extent that she's chayav a carbon, that means we're saying it's a vadai. She had a hargosha, and then she checks la'achar's man, and she finds dam, she's chayav a carbon chatos. That means we're saying it's a vadai. Whereas, when it comes to vestis, even if you hold vestis d'oraisa, the Gemara says on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that isha sheyesh lo ves v'higia shas vesta v'loi bodka, she didn't check b'shas the vest, ulu b'soif ro'asa, and then the first time she checked after the vest, she finds that she's tamei, chayshashas levesta v'chayshashas l'riyasa. Rashi explains, imzvan vesta koydem me'es le'eshel riyasa, if the zman of her vest was before 24 hours of when she saw, mitaminon tairis the vest of eloch, where mitame the tyrus from the shas havest and on dilma bismanoi ba, maybe it came bismanoi. It's only a dilma. Ve meis leishal riyasa kaidem levesta. If the 24-hour period from when she saw was before her vest, let's say her vest was only 12 hours ago, deloy shoasa mishas vest ad riyasa meis leis as linan basariu tmeya meis leis. So we see that even if a isha has a vest, And then afterwards, after the Shas Vesta, she makes a Badika and she finds that she's Tomei, it's only Cheshesh's Levesta. It's only a Dilma. Maybe it came Bismana, it came from the vest. But it's not a Vadai, even though vest is Deiraisa. And by us, we see that when she has a Hargosha and then she finds Dam, we see that it is a Vadai, that she brings a Karban Chatos for that. So the Trumas HaDeshen means to show that Hargosha is stronger than Vestas Dairaisa. Memela Zakta Chaves Das, that since we know when it comes to Vestas, which is more Kal, we say that according to the Mandomar Vestas Dairaisa, Afilu Bodko Umatza Tahira Temeya, even if she checked and she found that she's Tahar, she's still Tamei, because we say, Dam Chazoy V'nofa Lekarka, So Kolshkein by Hargasha, which is more Chomer, we say that Afilu Badko Matzah Tahira Tameya. So the Trumas Hadeshen means from the fact that when there's a Hargasha with a Mitzias Adam, it's a Vadai, whereas Lomadomra Vestis Dairaisa, even if she's Badka Achakach and she finds that she's Tomei, it's not a Vadai, so you see that a Hargasha is a stronger Svara than Vestis Dairaisa. Memelef by Vestis Dairaisa, which is more Kal, the halacha is that even if she's Badka Umatsa Tahira, she's still Tomeya because we say Eirach Bezmana Ibah, Vedam Chazai, Venof Alekarka, so Koshkein by Hargasha, which is more Chomer, even if she's going to be Baidek and find that she's Tahar, she's still going to be Temeya. Next Inyan. The Gemara says that by Nimtza al-Shaloi or Nimtza al-Shaloi Ois Yoim, then they are Temeyim b'chayovin b'karbin. And the Aruch Laner is bothered that if there's a concept that it could be that it was Hargosha Shamish, so, if it's possible that she wasn't mavchin between Hargosh HaShamis and Hargosh HaSadam, so why by Nimsal Shaloi, or Nimsal Shaloi Isyoi, why are they chai of a carbon vadai? Maybe the dam really came out without Hargosha, and this that she was margish was Hargosh HaShamish. How do we know for sure that Hargosha was Hargosh HaSadam? How can we bring a carbon? How do you know for sure? And for Tarach Laner, that since Roiv Noshim are Royais Behargosha, the Toysis HaRosh over here on the Zayin Amid Bey says Roiv Noshim ain't on Royais Ela Behargosha, and the Rambam says, as we mentioned earlier in the Shir, in Perek Tes Mehilchas Yisurei Bia Alocha Aleph, that Cheskas Dam Sheba Behargosha, the Chazaka is that Dam usually comes with Hargosha, therefore we're toiling that the Dam came Behargosha. Rather than saying that the Hargosha that she's had was just Hargosha Shamish, and the Dam that came out was Beloy Hargosha, that's going Keneged the Roiv. There's Roiv Noshim Roiv Bargosha. There's a Cheskas Dam Shabbat Bargosha. So that Chazaka tells us to assume that it came with Hargosha. But the Kasha is, so Lefi Zeh, why when it's Nimtzo La'achar Zman, are they only Tomei Misafik and they're Potter from a carbon? Why don't we say that since she had a Hargosha, and Cheskas Dam Sheba Behargosha, so we should say that the dam that she found now came through that Hargosha that she had earlier, and not that it came now without a Hargosha. And to say that the Hargosha that she had earlier was Stama Hargosha Shamish Ba'alma. Why don't we say the same thing? Since there's a Cheskas Dam Sheba Behargosha, so she had a Hargosha. Now she checks La'achar Zman. It wasn't Oisyoim. It wasn't Miyad La'achar Be'ilo. It was a few seconds later. But she had a Hargosha. B'shas Tashma, she had a Hargosha. She found Dam now. So why don't we say it's more likely to say that the Dam that she found now came with a Hargosha, and that Hargosha that she had earlier was Taka Hargosha's Dam, rather than saying that the dam came now b'shas the kinuach, and say that hargosha that she had earlier was just a hargosha shamish, and now the dam came without a hargosha. Which, by the way, it's important to point out that we're talking over here with a kinuach mibachutz. We're not talking about a bedika mibefnim, because the Gemara says on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that it's not shayach to have a bedika Bashir Aisyaim, because it takes too long to make a bedika. You're not gonna be able to have the Aisyaim. The Gemara says that we're talking about a kinuach mibachutz. And by a kinuach mibachutz, so what are you saying? That there was no Hargosha now. Maybe the dam came without a Hargosha now. Rather, and that Hargosha that she had earlier was Hargosha Shamish. Why? Say the same thing. It's Cheskas Dam Sheba Behargosha, so we should rather say that this dam came with the Hargosha, and the dam, and what she's finding now is that dam that came with the Hargosha. So the Chaviz Das and Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Chof, explains that since we have a Chazaka Demeikara that says that we should assume that the dam came at the last possible moment, and not b'shas tashmish, and now she didn't have a hargasha. So therefore, since we have a chazaka, d'meikara, going against the cheskas dam, shababa hargasha, therefore it's a suffix, and they are potter from a carbon chatos. When she finds it oisyoim, she finds it immediately lachar be'ila. So then, we have a cheskas dam shabab bahargasha, roiv nashim reis bahargasha. So we assume that it came bahargasha. But once she finds it lachar zman, we have a chazaka de meikara that says that to assume that the ria happened now. Don't assume a ria until you see a ria. Chazaka de meikara. Keneged that, you have a cheskas dam shabab bahargasha. So you have a chazaka, keneged the chazaka, therefore, it blives a suffix. There is a makim iyun over here in what the Chavis Das is saying, because according to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's a roiv, that roiv nashim einon royos beloy hargasha. And we know that ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So if you have a chazaka d'meikara saying that it came now, which is going keneged the roiv, that says roiv nashim einon royos beloy hargasha, so why don't you say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif and nem on that it came with the hargasha earlier? Even if you say like the nusach of the Rambam, that it's cheskas dam shebo b'hargasha, it's still a different type of chazaka than a chazaka d'meikara. One is a chazaka d'meikara, one is a becheskas, that this is how noshim see. It's a stoma, that this is how noshim see. It's interesting that blibes chazaka, kenegan chazaka, that it blibes a suffix. Yesh la'ayin bozeh. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Omar mar, al besara, suffix tor tomei, Al chaluka safek tamei safek tar tar hechi dami. What's the case? Ime chagru lamato al chaluka amai tar havatanan mina chagru lamato tamei. If we're talking about mechagru lamato, so then why does it say al chaluka that she's tar? The Mishnah said mina chagru lamato is tamei. Vime chagru lamaylo al besara amai tamei havatanan roas adam al besara shaloi keneged beis ator for tahira. And for the Gemara, Iba Yisema Mechagru Lamata, Viba Yisema Mechagru Lamayla. Iba Yisema Mechagru Lamata, Kigoin Shaavra Beshukshal Tabachim. We're talking, for example, she passed through a Shukshal Tabachim. Al Besara, if she found it on her flesh, Migufa Asoi. We say it came from her guf, Di Me Alma Asoi, because if it would have come, Me'alma Al Chaluka, Mibayle Yishtakuche, it should have been found on her beged, Al Chaluka, but if it's found on her beged, Me'alma Asa. Then we say it came, Me'alma, it came from the Shukshal Tabachim, Di'imi Gufa Asa, because if it would have come from her guf, Al Besara, Mibayle Yishtakuche, then it should have been found on her basar. So the Gemara talks about if it's found al Bisara, then we say it came from her guf, and if it's found al Chaluka, we say it came from the Shukshal Tabachim. The Shaila is, what's the din if it's found al Bisara v'Chaluka? What if it's found on both her flesh and her beged? Do we say that it came from her guf, or do we say it came from the Shukshal Tabachim? Can she be toiling the Shukshal Tabachim if it's found al Bisara v'Chaluka? The sheet of the Rashba in Chidushei HaRashba over here, and also in Teres HaBayis and Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, is that if it's Nimsal Basar V'Chaluka, she's Tahira. We say that it came from the Shukshal Tabachim. Whereas the Ra'ah in the Berek HaBayis over there, on the Teres HaBayis, he says that she's Tomei. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Chof Gimel Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Paskins, like the Rashba, and so too the Ramban in the Hilchus Nida, the Ramban in Perek Dalid, Halacha Tes Zayin, also paskins that Al-Besara V'Chaluka, she could be Toilin Shukshal Tabachim, and that's how it's gepaskined LeHalacha in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Now, when it's Nimsal Besara alone, even though she was Avra B'Shukshal Tabachim, the Gemara says that she's Tomei, because Im Isa Dasi Me'alma Al Chaluka Iboyle Ishtakuche. If it would have come Me'alma, then it should have been found Al Chaluka. Tosfos in Dibra Maschal Al Basara asks a question that why is it different than what we say later on in the parak by Lovsha Shloisha Chaluka Isva Avra B'Shukshal Tabachim? If a woman wore three layers of clothing and she passed through a shuk shel tabachim, toila afilu batachtoin. She could be toila in the shuk shel tabachim even if it was only found on the tachtoin, the baguette closest to her flesh, and it wasn't found on the upper layers of clothing. And we don't say im iso de me'alma asoi a elyon havalei lishtakuche. We don't say that if it would have come me'alma, then why isn't it also on the elyon? So why don't we say over here also, just like over there she could be toile, even when it's found on the tachtein, so say over here also, even if it's found al basara alone, why can't you say that it came from the shuk shel tabachim, even though it's not on her baguette? And for Tosis, v'yesh loymar dohosam lepa'amim shi megala chaluka ha'elyon v'asi ala tachtein, aval ein derech legalis besara. So Tosis, there's a chilek, that sometimes the isha picks up her upper layers of clothing, and it's possible that the dam from the shuk shel tabachim came on the inner layer of clothing, the layer of clothing closest to her flesh. Masha Enkein, it's not the derech of a woman to be megala her basar in the shuk, and therefore we have a kasha. What's it doing? What's it doing only on her guf, and it didn't get on her beged? So over there we say that it must have come from her guf. The Rashba is not happy with Tosis Teretz because he says it's shayach that the dam could have been nitas milamato keneged besara. It could have come from underneath her robe and flew in from under and was able to touch her flesh without touching her begadim. In Mitzias, Zokta Rashba it's shayach that it could have gotten on her guf without getting onto her beged. Zokta Rashba that there's the Yisoid HaDvarim of why, if it was Nimtza al Gufa Luchud, we say that it came Migufa. Zokter Rashba, it's a Lamda Shavart. The Raglayim Ledavar, the Kivan Shen Nimtza al Gufa, Umigufa Kochazya, Chazoka Migufa Asa. It's a Raglayim Ledavar that since the dam was found on her guf, and she sees dam, Isha has dam that comes from her guf, there's a chazaka that it came from her. The tshuva sheilu meshiv in chelik aleph, simen kufnun gimel, is mazber that this is the yisoid of kan nimtza kan hoya, that we have on davdalen amid aleph, that we're not machzik tumma mimakim lemakim, the gemara in ksubis, dafayin heo mid beis, the klal in shas of kan nimtza kan hoya. So if we found the dam on her guf, and we know that Aisha has rias from her guf, so we nem on that the dam that's found on her guf came from her guf, rather than saying that it came from an outside source. Continuing on to the next v'ibayisema, the Gemara says v'ibayisema mechagru lamaila. Really, we can say that we're talking that it was found mechagru lamaila. Kugoyin de izdakra, and for example, where she made a headstand. Albasara vadai migufa asoi. If it was found albasara, we definitely say that it came from her guf. Di me alma asoi, because if it would have come me alma al chaluka ibayleishtakuche, then it should have been found al chaluka. Al chaluka, but if it was found on her beged me alma asoi, then we say it came me alma. Di migufa asoi, because if it would have come from her guf, albasara ibayleishtakuche, it should have been found albasara. So Rashi says that even in the Ibayisema, although the Gemara does not mention that in the Ibayisema that she was Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, but from Rashi you see that even in the Ibayisema, says Rashi, Dizdakra Zokva Atzma Lachireha, Va'af Al Gav Da Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, Temeya. Even though she was Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, she's Temeya, Di'ime Alma Asoi, because if it would have come Alma, Al Chaluka Yibayila, Ishtakuch and the Ishtakuch, it should have been found Al Chaluka. Means Rashi learns that both Terutzim of the Gemara are going B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. Because if she wasn't Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, now that she was Izdakra, what's the difference between Mechagru Lamaila and Mechagru Lamata? Like the Ran explains, that now that she was his dakra, Mechagru Lamaila becomes exactly like Mechagru Lamata. So just like by Mechagru Lamata, if it was Loi Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, and it was just found Al Chaluka, the Mishnah said that she's Tameya, because the dam could have been minatef, it could have dripped onto the beged without getting onto her guf. So now that she was isdakra, mechagru lamayla becomes exactly like mechagru lamata. And therefore, even if it would be found al chaluka, she would still be tameya. And this is also the shita of the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Yotes through Chaf Aleph, like the Magid Mishnah's Masber over there, and the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Yud Beis, also learns up in the Rambam shita like Rashi, that by Loi Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, Mechaguru Lamaylo is exactly like Mechaguru Lamata, and even if it was Nimsal Chaluka Levad, she would be Tameya. The Teretz of the Gemara is by Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. So exactly like we said in the first Dibay Yisema, that by Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, so then if it's Nimsal B'Sara, she is Tameya. If it's Nimsal Chaluka, then she's Tahira, because we could be Taila in Shuk Shal Tabachim. The Rashba is not happy learning the Dibay Yisema like that, as the Beis Yosef over there is Masber in Simukov Tzadi, Sif Yud Beis, that if the Rambam and Rashi were right, so then the Gemara shouldn't have said it in such a lashon. The Gemara should have said like this, Iba Yiseimam in Achagru Lamata, Viba Yiseimam in Achagru Lamayluch Shen Izdakra, Tahacha B'mayaskinon B'amra M'shuk Shal Tabachim, Al Besara Migufa Asa, Di Me'alma Achaluka Yibayla Yilish Takuche, Al Chaluka Me'alma Asa, Di Migufa, Since the Gemara split them up into two separate terutzim, it's mashma that each one is a teretz farzich. And the Gemara means in the Yibay Yisayimam, in Achagru Lamayla, that we don't need to say that we're talking about B'Sha'avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. La'aylam, we're talking about B'Sha'loy Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. And we're talking K'Shen Izdakra. And says the Rashba, that even by Loi Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim and she's Nizdakra, if it was found Al Chaluka Levad, we still are not going to say that she's Tameya, because Zokta Rashba, when a woman is Nizdakra, she makes a headstand, the dam is not Minatef, the dam doesn't drip, rather it's Shoseis, the dam trickles up her body, and It's not shayach that the dam would only get on her beged without getting al basara also if it came from her. If it's only al chaluka, we say that she must have been avra b'shuk shal tabachim b'lava daito. We'll make up a tliya. Mecha guru lemata by loy avra b'shuk shal tabachim. It could be that the dam dripped from her and onto her beged without getting on her basar. So the mecha guru lemata, if the only time we're toile, if it was found al chaluka, is if it was avra b'shuk shal tabachim. Without avra b'shuk shal tabachim, she's tameya, like the Mishnah said. But by mechagru lamayla, by nizdakra, it's found al chaluka levad, even without avra b'shuk shal tabachim, we have a kasha. What's it doing al chaluka levad? And therefore, we're gonna say she was avra b'shuk shal tabachim v'lava daita. So there's no machloikis going on between the two terutzim of the Gemara. Both terutzim of the Gemara are true. The Gemara is just being mechadish, another ekimta in the Bayisema, that you don't need to say Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. You could say it's mechaguru lemaila and by nizdakra. Lehalacha, the mechaber paskins in Simon Kuf Tzadi Suf Yud Beis, like the Rashba, that mechaguru lemaila by nizdakra, even without Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, if it's found al chaluka levad, she is going to be tahira. The Rashba brings the shita of the Ravid that learns also al derech the Rashba that since the Yibay Yisema does not mention Shuk Shal Tabachim, so that means the Yibay Yisema is talking even without Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, like the Rashba said, that mechaguru lamayla by nizdakra, if it's found al chaluka levad, We have a kasha. How could it be it came from her? So we'll make up a tliya. But the Ravid learns, not that the Gemara is just being mechadish another akimta. The Ravid learns that the Gemara and the Iba Yisema is coming to argue on the first Iba Yisema, and the Gemara holds that the first Lashon is wrong. Because according to the first Lashon, even by Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, if it's found Al Basara alone, we're not toiling Shuk Shal Tabachim. The Iba Yisema argues and holds no, by Avra B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, even if it's Nimsal Besara Levad, she's Tahira. Like the Pashtus of the Hemshech HaMishnayis. Because the Mishnah Nun Zayin Amid Beis talks about Horeya Kesem Al Besara. Keneged Beis HaTorfa Tameyav Shlei Keneged Beis HaTorfa Tahira. And then it talks about Ruasu Al Chaluka Minachagru Lamato Tameya. Minachagru Lamayla Tahira. And then we have the next Mishnah Nun Chesem Amid Beis says, V'toyla B'chol Dovar Sheyachayla Litlois. Shachta Behem Machayev V'oif Nisaska B'ksam Amay Sheyoshva B'tzad Ho'asukin Behen. So the Ravid holds that the Pashtus Hemshech HaMishnayis are mashma that the Tliya in Shukshal Tabachim is Negea even when it's Nimsa Al Besara alone. Because the Mishnah Nun Zayin Mevei spoke about even a Kesem that was Nimsa Al Besara Lechud. So the Bayisema holds that by Avra B'Shukshal Tabachim you could be Tayla, even if it's Nimsal Besara alone. According to the Rashba, you have to say that the Mishnah on Nun Ches Amid Beis is only speaking by a Kesen that's Nimsa Al Chaluka or Al Besara V'Chaluka. But Ein Hachanami, if it's Nimsa Al Besara L'Chud, then you cannot be Toila. There is a Tliya that even the Rashba agrees you could be Toila in, even if it's Nimsa Al Besara Levad, which is the Tliya of a makkah. If she has a makkah al besara, so then even the Rashba's maidi could be toila, because the whole svara of the Rashba was that since she found the dam al gufa umi gufa kachazia, so chazaka that it came from her gufa, not from an outside source. But the makkah is also on her guf. Therefore, even the Rashba is maida that she could be toila in a makkah. We'll see more on Daf Nun Ches. What about a Tliya in Machoiles? What about a Tliya in Akina, which is on her guf, but it's not from her guf? That will Mitzvah Hashem see that it's a Machloikis Rishonim, whether by a Kesem HaNimtza Al Besara, can we be Toila in a Machoiles or not?
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.